Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You guys had me cracking up with your text, which I can't repeat. So most people think this is more like a Tuesday show where we just get off the rails. Probably, but you know what? That's the beauty of it. You never know when it's going to happen. If you missed any of the first hour, and you missed the last segment, and you like it when we get completely off the rails, go to podcastarena.com right now and listen to it. You will like it.
Darren, how do Republicans not care about women's rights, libtard?
You're a libtard? You are.
I won't get started on that, but sorry if I hurt your feelings.
All right, well, I'll balance it.
Jared says, FYI, don't Google Chaz Bono's vagina penis.
I don't want to see that. I don't.
Hmm.
You do. I can tell. You're
I'm tempted because I know what it's made of.
But it's also one of those things where I've told you, like with the shark pick, don't do it, right?
People all the time. They don't want to listen.
No, I got to see the shark. And what happens? Oh, I can never unsee that. Of course you can't. In this case, I would recommend you not do it. And Tyler brought something up while I was outside.
I'm having a hard time finding it.
With the pooper. He's also the same guy who wipes himself and then uses the paper towels to wash your hands with. He wipes himself with those and throws them into the trash where the paper towels are. So there's poo infested stuff where we get stuff to wash our hands.
You know what, man? Okay. I know that in other cultures, they don't have the same kind of plumbing systems that we have.
Neither does Caitlyn Jenner, apparently.
Never mind. Wow. So in some places, you don't flush toilet tissue, which, okay. I mean, that sucks. But I guess if that's the way you have to live, I understand that. Here's my, if I were running for office, that would be my biggest argument against illegal immigration. I would say that
we're going to put up a wall. We're going to put up a wall with a big door so you can come in illegally.
No one will be allowed to immigrate from countries where they don't flush toilet paper.
I'm fair. I'm good with that. Not even legally.
No.
If you don't flush, you can't.
You're out.
Exactly.
You have to pass a class that shows you know how to properly dispose of used toilet paper before you are granted citizenship.
I like that.
Agreed?
I would vote for that.
Jong? What are you guys doing in Korea?
Awful silent from the Koreans.
Yeah. Man.
No, we flush.
Are you sure?
Yes, we flush. We also have bidets.
Oh, okay. So, you guys are super fancy.
Yeah. You're like the French.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did like
so using... So your women don't shave their armpits either then?
No, they do. Okay. They do. I did like using the bidet when I was in Japan. I thought it was weird at first before I got to Japan.
But dude, I have wet wipes. That's your own personal bidet.
Yeah. I mean, I use wet wipes at home now, too, so it's nice. It's refreshing.
Do you carry them with you?
I do not.
What happens if you have to go at work?
I'm SOL, I guess.
Don't you now feel
a little dirty.
Experienced wet wipes
a little
now,
dirty.
Regular toilet paper, you just feel like, ugh. I feel like I need to take a shower.
Yeah.
Because you know there's poo back there. It's just a mental thing. You know it's there.
This is the segment we were supposed to do, the NFL line. So we'll do it next segment.
Sorry.
Because it's already too late into the
this
segment.
This show is a total disaster.
So here's what
it is all your fault.
I know. It's on me. We have to coach better, and we have to play better. And that's on me. That's on me, AJ, because I'm not doing a very good job of leading the offense here. And it's the play calling. It's a combination of the blocking. It's the scheme. We've got to be better.
Before we go to break, I'm going to give you a choice, Fred, of two things that we can hear. We can hear Lance Berkman's commercial again, or if you're short on time, we can hear Bill O'Brien's press conference again. What do you think?
I'd probably rather hear Lance's commercial.
Let's hear Lance's commercial one more time before we go to break, John.
I'm Lance Berkman. I've played professional baseball for 15 years.
You know they're about the same length.
My family is more important.
Oh, really?
Bill O'Brien's is a little longer.
Proposition 1 would allow troubled men who claim to be women to enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms.
This is the best.
It's better to prevent
ever.
This danger by closing
danger.
Women's restrooms danger. To men rather than waiting for a crime to happen. Join me to stop the violation of privacy and discrimination against women. Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys and girls showers or locker rooms.
That's right. Protect women's rights.
I still think the switch hitter comment was the best I've heard.
He really, whoever wrote that commercial for him, I assume he didn't write that himself.
No.
But they really missed a big opportunity there with the switch hitter.
Yeah.
I'm one of the greatest switch hitters of all time.
And I know better than to go in there.
But the one time I'm against switch hitting is in public restrooms. That would have been the best commercial.
You need to start writing these political ads.
Yeah.
No one asks me. I don't know why. I'm here. I'm available.
Maybe if you did, Rick Santorum would have a better chance.
No, nothing's going to save that guy.
Hey, before I get this.
If you don't believe dinosaurs exist, vote for me.
You know who I've been watching Colbert have all these. He's had all the folks on. You know who actually came off pretty well? It's Ted Cruz.
I know
you hate him, but. And I can't agree with 90% of his politics, but he's not a stupid dude.
No.
And he's really not. I just don't agree with him. But I thought he came off great, and Trump actually made sense the other night when he was on there. But anyway, I think he's doing a good job of getting those guys to relax and just and open up a little bit and getting to see them in those interviews instead of on stage with 37 other people. I think it helps you get a better sense of who they are.
This is how I know I'm not a real grown-up yet. I can't look at Ted Cruz without playing the Munsters theme song in my head. It's impossible.
It's understandable.
That's how I know I'm not a real grown-up
yet. All right,
yet.
We come back, we'll zip through all the NFL games, and we'll have RJ Bell at 5:30, then we'll have a gym of the day at 5:45, and then at 6 o'clock we'll go back to being totally off the rails. In fact, I want to just do a whole hour of God knows what. But right now, got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center, and... Guys, if you're thinking about losing weight, you need a little motivation, think about all the good things that can come from getting the weight off. Now, maybe it's just you want to look better. Maybe it's you want to be healthier. Maybe you want to do what I wanted to do and get back to being athletic and trying to play basketball and do things like that. And I couldn't before, and I tried. I'd try to lose weight. I'd say, all right, I'm going to work out and eat better, and I'd get in the gym, and I'd hurt myself and have to take a week off because I was just too heavy and I was hurting my back all the time, my knees and everything else. Well, I got 50 pounds off, and the next thing you know, I'm able to do the things that I love doing again. I'm able to be healthier, and I do look better. All of those things, weren't real motivations necessarily, the real one was to get myself back into shape. All the other stuff is nice, too. It can work for you. It worked for me. They've been helping people for 27 years. They can help you. It's worked for Sean Salisbury. You should see him wandering around here. Dude looks great. You can lose more weight faster and easier, 20, 40, 100 pounds or more. Results are guaranteed. No exercises required. No prepackaged meals. Right now, you can lose up to 30 pounds, plus get a 30-day program for just $30, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. They've got 15 great Houston locations. If you're outside of Houston, they have a home program that can help you out as well. For your free, no-obligation consultation, visit quickweightlosscenter.com or call 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on the Blitz. Okay, before we get to these picks, I was lamenting earlier today that, like, at my wife's new place, they have a drink cart on Fridays occasionally, including today. I walk out there to get some coffee. The whole gang's in there doing shots.
Yeah, they're taking Jello shots.
And they ordered me to take one. I was ordered by the boss.
Did you take one?
Yeah, and I have to say, it's all vodka. Way too much vodka in there.
They asked me to take one, and I said, I'm a 35-year-old man. I'm not taking Jello shots.
Yeah, well, I like to have fun.
Yeah,
but anyway,
you know me, I hate fun.
But then they're like, oh, have another one. I'm like, no, we got a show to do. You put too much vodka in there. Have another one of those, I'm going to pass out.
I think
out.
This show's a mess now.
Yeah. All right, let's get through the games for all the whiners who keep saying, oh, talk sports.
Sports. That was Lance Berkman you were hearing from, guys. He's the epitome of sports.
Yeah, and Caitlyn Jenner, epitome of
That's
sports.
Right.
Sort of.
Chaz Bono, sportsman.
I want to get to Michael Sam before the show's over, too, by the way. All right, Steelers minus one at the Rams.
He has nothing to do with them. That's a whole different group.
I know, but we're going to offend them, too. Steelers plus one at the Rams. I think the obvious thing to look at here is home Rams versus road Rams. Rams are pretty good under Fisher when they look like they're playing a better team. I'm not playing this, but if I were, I'd feel okay about the Rams minus one, even though I think the Steelers are clearly a better team.
I'm playing the Rams. I have them at plus 1.5 from earlier in the week. I think that the Rams defensively are very good, and they're one of the few teams that will be able to slow down Pittsburgh this year, and the Rams are a different team on the road or at home than they are on the road.
Chargers-Vikings. Vikings inside of 3. This is a game I'm staying away from. No real opinion on.
Yeah, I'm wanting to take the Chargers, but unless that number gets to 3, I'm with you. I'm not going to have interest.
Eagles plus 2.5 at the Jets. Eagles have been a mess so far. I could see the Jets kind of bouncing to the moon after Monday night. I just don't trust the Eagles enough to play them. I would lean that way, but I just can't pull the trigger on it.
I would lean Philadelphia too, but it's not a play for me. If I were going to play it, I'd probably take the plus 115 money line, and that'd be my play, but I don't think I'm going to touch it.
Yeah, the Panthers line is now 8. When it was 3, I hammered the Panthers, assuming that Drew Brees would be out. Now that he's out, it's 8. I still feel pretty good about the Panthers at minus 8, but
I'd like them at minus 3. I'd actually probably play the Saints at 8.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a number that's gotten too big. Okay, Jaguars now plus 13.5 at New England. When we talked to RJ, he's got some great stats on when you should bet New England and when you shouldn't. This is no play for me, but I'm not ever fading 13.5 points.
I'm playing Jags plus 14.5. So I don't know if I'd prefer it at 14 over 13.5.
Right. I hate it being off that number.
So this is a spot where you'd want to buy a half point. But if you like New England, the number's, you know, right where you want it. If you like Jacksonville, you want to buy a half a point. I tend to like Jacksonville. I think that New England's defense still has some flaws. And Jacksonville is...
But one thing Belichick does,
they're less crappy than we thought.
Yeah, but against young quarterbacks, he finds a way to force turnovers. Yep. And that game just does not interest me in the least. Ravens minus 2.5 at home against the Bengals. Again, this is another one where I think the Ravens bounce back with a better effort. I think they're better than they've looked. I think the Bengals are worse than they've looked, but 2.5 is not a number that interests me.
That's the number we're playing with, 2.5?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking at right now.
I'll take the Ravens at that.
Okay.
I'll take the Bengals if it's 3 or more.
Raiders plus 3.5 at the Browns. Again, a game doesn't interest me at all because I could see both of these teams just totally folding up. I'd lean Raiders, but I don't like noon games for West Coast teams, so I can't play it.
I'll lean Raiders as well.
Titans plus 3 at home against the Colts. I think the Colts get well this week.
I think the Colts get very well this week, and I think they hammer the Titans.
Yeah, that's one of my 3, actually.
Yeah.
So, Falcons minus 1 at Dallas. I really like the Falcons this week. I think Dallas is going to play well. I don't think Whedon's going to be a disaster, but I think the Falcons, the way they're playing football right now, completely healthy for the most part. You know, Julio Jones is a little banged up, but I'll take the Falcons to cover the 1.
I'm with you. I worry for them a little bit because no matter how bad the Cowboys have been, or when they've been bad, or when they've been good, you can't run against them.
No.
Like, that's the thing they've got going for them right now. I'll take Atlanta to win that game, even, you know, even though you can't run against them. I think that it's a big day for Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and the group, to mainly for Matt Ryan to show that he can beat a team without much of a run game behind him. I think he'll do it.
Arizona -6 at home against San Francisco. As long as Carson Palmer's healthy.
Please, -6.
I will take the -6. I will jump all over the -6, and that is one of my three plays.
Yep, one of mine as well.
Seahawks -14 at home against the Bears. I can't. I know the Bears are awful, but 14's too many. I can't touch this game.
14 is not too many for me. I'll take it and smile. -14, you can. I mean, that is a. I think the Seahawks are going to punish this Bears team, and the Bears just have nothing to fight back with. It's one of those where it's not really a fair matchup, but is what it is.
Bills +3 at Miami. I like that. I'd like the Bills getting points at
I'll
Miami.
I'll take the lowly Bills as well.
Denver -3 at Detroit. I like Detroit at +3 at home.
I do as well.
Uh-oh, this could be bad. And then the Monday night game, Chiefs +6.5 at the Packers. I'll talk more about that Monday.
I will too. I've got 7 now.
Okay.
And I'll just say, if you can get 7, I would take 7.
Right now I'm looking at Texans -7 against your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why do the Texans, why should they give up 7 points to anybody?
That's just from a pure betting perspective. You got to take the Bucs, right?
I think you do. I'm not willing to, because I don't trust that team.
No,
either.
I don't either. But I could see the Texans getting right and just crushing them. I could also see them losing the game. And if that's the case,
I could too.
You're giving me 7.
Jameis. I want to see more out of him.
Yeah, because that's what scares me. Because
what we saw last week was so good, and the way the Texans secondary is played, to have to cover Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. I mean, there's a lot going on. I could see them just torching this team, but if it's week one, Jameis.
Right, I could also see him turning the ball over 4 times and the Texans run away and hide.
So, gun to head, you're going to make me play a side. I'll take the Bucs +7. I don't want any part of it, though. I think the Texans should win by about a touchdown.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Dude says, what do you mean your wife's new place? You don't live with your wife? I meant her new job. Her new job, they have drink carts.
At my old office in Austin, we had a drink cart every Friday, and the whole office was just a wasted mess.
Dude, that group in there is going to be...
Oh, they're going to be
yeah,
tight.
I don't want to be driving when they leave, because that one shot that they gave me, that's like drinking half a bottle
of
vodka.
John, did you take a shot?
I took 2, actually.
You
two?
Did?
2? What flavor?
A pineapple and strawberry. I agree.
I'm going to put chicken on your head.
You did. I tell you what, the orange was really good, but since you did 2, I have to do a second one now.
Yeah, that's a lot of vodka in those shots.
Oh, man.
Oh.
All right. Quick break. When we come back, RJ Bell, it's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sometimes I won't.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Close to even, yeah. Anyway, guys,
what was your last one? Watermelon?
Yeah.
Ugh. I did raspberry for the last one.
Ugh. They've got every flavor, don't they?
No, they're
You've done orange and raspberry. You've done watermelon, pineapple, and strawberry?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't know what I would want to try if I were to try. I'm not trying one, but if I did, okay. I think I'd go watermelon or pineapple. Those sound refreshing.
Yeah, they were good.
Okay.
They were all good. All right, guys. Got to talk about FanDuel.
FanDuel.
If you have not signed up yet, I'm looking at our league right now. We have 12 spots left. So you can get signed up. It's only $5. The winner's going to get $200. And this is going to be our biggest one yet. The last 2 weeks, they set it at 250 people. We filled it. So this week, we set it at 300. And you've still got a chance to get in. This is the first Friday where we've still had a few spots left. So if you want to get in, just go to FanDuel.com/Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, play in our league. And they've got all sorts of great things going on. They've got that Sunday Million for $25. You win that, you win $1 million. FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're going to pay out over $75 million a week this football season. All you have to do is put your team together and stand to the salary cap, sit back, and watch yourself win. Only $5 to play ours. If you don't want to play for that much, you can play for as low as a dollar. They've got all sorts of opportunities on there for you to go and jump in. If you want to play for some real money, you can do that too. If you're new to FanDuel, you want to play in this tournament and get signed up, here's what you do. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FOWER, and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200. It gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FOUR today. Don't forget to use my code F-A-O-U-R. And if you're already on FanDuel and you got $5 and you want to play, FanDuel.com/FOUR, F-A-O-U-R. Still a few spots left. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's F-A-N-D-U-E-L.com. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Well, it was a mixed bag on Wall Street today as the Dow managed to rally 113 points, but the rest of the market went south with the S&P losing a point and the NASDAQ tumbling 48 points by the end of the day.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in. Turn down for what?
And we are back on the Blitz. Catch up on our shows to stay up to date on station events, news stories, contests, and more. Log on to ESPN975.com. You know, Jong, I wish we could just kind of take the rest of the show off and go listen to them, because now they're arguing over Game of Thrones. And it's hilarious because nobody in there knows anything about it. It's kind of fun. All right.
Were you arguing with them?
No, no.
You did another shot, didn't you?
Yeah, I did my third one.
Oh, okay.
So I'm caught up now. That's it. I'm done. No more. Having some chips now. All right. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Before we get to that, somebody texted me. He said, Fred, you kind of like Texas State versus Cougs plus 16 and a half earlier in the week. Still, it's at 17 now. I think UH wins that game, but if I were playing it, that's the direction I would go.
Yeah.
I think that's just too many points. All right. I don't really like this Gem of the Day now that I read it again. It's not nearly as funny as it was this morning.
Now that you're lit?
I'm not lit. I'm kind of serene. I'm in that relaxed mode now. And I look at it and I go, okay, this just isn't funny. So you got anything? I bet you got something we can use.
I don't really have anything like Gem of the Day worthy.
When I read it this morning, I thought it was funny. And now that I look at it, I go, this is kind of dumb.
It's not funny now?
No. And honestly, after the whole Lance Berkman thing and the poo talk and everything else, I don't know that I have anything that can match that. I'm a little depressed.
Let me see what else. I've got a good one.
Cool.
I thought I'd get to at some point. A mom filed a formal complaint after teachers confiscated her son's e-cigarette.
Interesting.
He's 14.
Okay.
Mason Dunn had his electronic cigarette taken away after staff found him vaping on school premises. His mother, Sue, said Mason had started smoking at the age of 12 following the death of his father, and the family's been trying to help him quit since they found out last year. She said patches and other quitting methods haven't helped, and it's only when he got an e-cigarette that he started to cut down on actual stogies. She said he came home from school in a terrible state because he needed nicotine. We've tried to wean him off the e-cigarette as well, but it is helping. I went into school and explained the situation, but was told it's against the school policy. If it helps prevent people from developing cancer at a later stage, I think it should be allowed. Mrs. Dunn marched down to the school to confront teachers, but they said they refused to back down and allow him to use it on school grounds, even if he promised not to do so in view of younger children. Mason said he is now back to smoking normal cigarettes despite the e-cigarette being returned to him. It really feels like the school doesn't want me to stop smoking, he said. It's really irritating because they shout at me when I've got a cigarette and tell me to stop. And then when I try to quit, they tell me to stop doing that as well. It's really hard and I don't know what to do next.
Oh, Don't smoke at school. It's real simple. light up to all you want when you get home.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? You're 14, dude.
Well, I don't know if that was as funny as your gym of the day, but that's the...
No, but I have kind of a cool one that I hadn't gotten to.
Okay.
That we could do, that I meant to do earlier in the week. By the way, Nick says, my girlfriend Elizabeth doesn't believe you've read any of my tweets on the radio. Can you give her a shout-out? We've already done a shout-out, but I just read it, so does that count?
Yep.
Sort of does. Have you been following this huge contract negotiation that's been going on?
You'll have to be more specific than that.
Involving the Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Involving the Minnesota Vikings and their mascot, Ragnar?
Oh, I saw something about that.
Yeah, Ragnar was not present at the team's home opener against the Lions.
He's a holdout. It's funny, Cam Chancellor is showing back up to the Seahawks, but Ragnar's still a holdout.
Apparently says, it doesn't feel right sitting at home. This is not by my choice. I don't make those decisions. At this point, it was made for me. And that's what Joe Juranich wrote on his Facebook page. He's Ragnar. Says, I miss all my fans and your support. Let's all stay positive as we move forward. He rallied for fan support over social media and blamed things on the Vikings by saying it's not his choice. They started an online petition to reinstate him. They had like 6,800 signatures. That's not really a lot for a mascot, I have to say. But apparently the Vikings leaked what the problem was. Sources say Ragnar was asking for $20,000 a game for the Vikings over the next 10 years.
Well, that does seem excessive.
$20,000 a game to dress up like a Viking? Dude, I'll do it for 10. I'll go in for half. I'll grow a beard. I'll let him blow the horn. I'll carry an axe.
Think about this. I'm not great at math, but $20,000 a game, 8 home games, is $160,000, right?
Ask Jong. He's the math guy.
Jong, is my math good on that?
I think so.
Okay. $160,000. The NFL rookie minimum for a player, $435,000. And they've got to play 16 games, not just 8.
Right. Ragnar probably gets on the field more than some of those guys.
Ragnar looking to make more or almost as much as a player per game. And he doesn't have to show up for practice. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything during training camp.
Well, I'm sure there's appearances, but I bet he gets paid separate for those, yeah. Right? I'm going to say I think Ragnar's demands are a little out of line.
He's lost his damn mind. Ragnar from Vikings, genius. Ragnar from Minnesota Vikings, not genius.
And somebody says, don't forget he gets paid for the 2 preseason games.
It's true.
Wow. All right. Quick
$200,000 a year Ragnar wants to wear
Ragnar
that costume.
Ragnar wants to be paid as much as the president of the United States.
It's unacceptable. Depending on the president, it's right. Unacceptable.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.